when you're not playing, it can be quite difficult. But it's just being about having the right mindset and trying to stay as positive as possible and make sure when your chance comes that you're ready and fit and available for it.
Is it nice when you hear what the manager says and it does turn out to be true? At the start of the season, he talked all the time about competition for places and everybody's in his plans, and lo and behold, it's come around.
Yeah, that's it. I think over the course of a 40-game season, 46-game season, that you're going to need everybody, and it is how cliche that is, a squad game, and injuries and suspensions are part of the game. And as I said, just be ready when called upon, and hopefully give a good count of yourself and plant a seed in the manager's head.
I'm sure this frustration that you didn't win on Friday night, but how good was it to not lose, to keep that clean sheet and to put in what was a pretty promising performance as a team?
Yeah, I suppose it stops the rot a bit to get another point on the board, and the clean sheet is positive from our end. Is something that we probably haven't done enough of late. It gives us a platform to go on and at least get a point out of a game if you don't concede. And I thought especially first half, we were very good, and I'm probably unlucky in the end not to win the game, really.
Manager said he hopes that you're through the worst of this injury crisis now and that one or two are going to start coming back. How much do you guys who've got the shirts have to be on top of your game to keep hold of them?
Yeah, it's the same any time of the season, really. If you're in the team and playing, that you've got to make sure that you're playing well and make sure the manager can't take you out. It's one of them things, is that it's just try to be as good as possible when you go out and play.
Do the tough times in football make the good times that little bit better? The times when you're not in the team personally, or perhaps when you're losing games, make you appreciate when good stuff happens to you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that sums it up, really. When a couple of months ago, when you're out and not playing, and it's difficult, as I said, but when you go and play, you appreciate it a bit more, and it's probably more enjoyable, and obviously helps if you get good results along the way.
Manager said that he pretty much shoehorned Tom Clark back into his 18 when he was basically not played any football at all because of his influence, because of his character. With all these injured players, how much of an impact do they have in the changing room, in training, just being round the place on you?
Yeah, definitely. They have a huge input. Obviously, the likes of Tom is brilliant around the place. It's tough for injured players, especially long-term injuries. But all the lads, to be fair, have kept really upbeat. And as a team, everyone knows that you're going to need the 20, 23 players, wherever it'll be, over the course of the season. And to be fair, the lads have kept upbeat, as I've said, and they've made it easier for us.
You've been notching up the miles this week. Bristol on a Tuesday night, then Norwich at the weekend. Practically, what difference does that make to a footballer's preparations, the amount of travel and waiting around?
I suppose obviously travelling two times in a week isn't ideal, but it's something that you have to do, and I think the train, I suppose we'll do it the right way. We'll travel the day before and everyone will be ready. There's like massages and stuff, whatever you need, it's well catered for, and as I said, it's just part and parcel of the game, and Tuesday, Saturday, and the Championship is pretty normal.
In terms of Bristol City, they're up there, they're in really good form. Is it just the kind of game against a team that likes to play on the counter and play a bit of football that might suit the way North End play?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously Bolton on Friday night were quite compact and set in and made it difficult for us, and you presume Bristol at home are going to be a bit more open, and it could see what our style of play and the pace we've got in the front 3 hours.
How far away are you, do you think, from getting that victory? We showed plenty of signs on Friday night, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. As I said, it was a good performance. All we were missing was probably the goal that would have won the game. To keep the clean sheet, I thought we limited them to very few chances, and I think if we would have nicked that goal, we could have went on and maybe got a few more.